This was an incredibly rich estuary when Europeans first came here.
On the deck of a pontoon boat, pulling away from the dock here at Bladensburg Waterfront Park, Jim Foster's enthusiasm for the Anacostia's history is clear.
At the turn of the last century, they were taking 4 million pounds of shad out of this river.
Fast forward to today, and the picture is not so bright.
See that concrete structure? That's called the Northeast Tunnel. And that is where about 1 billion gallons of sewage a year dump into the Anacostia River. I said 1 billion, that's with a B.
Foster is president of the Anacostia Watershed Society. And as he takes me on a 2-hour tour of the river, he explains why this happens.
We have a combined sewer system in Washington where we use the same pipe for our sewage that we use for our stormwater.
And it's not a new problem.
We have been dumping raw sewage in the river every time it rains for the last 140 years. And that seemed to be pretty much okay with everybody until we got together and just said, look, you got to do something about this.
Andy says things are being done, like the tunnel that's now being built to store 1 billion gallons of sewage so it can be treated later. Also, what about D.C.'s bag fee, intended in part to keep plastic bags away from here?
It's been very successful.
It has been. You've seen a difference?
Oh, absolutely. We run one of the trash traps in Nash Run, and the latest data that we're showing is the 5-month average is trending down from its peak right before the bag bill.
Foster says there's still a long way to go, but the Anacostia is getting healthier.
We have bald eagles back. We certainly have a lot of herons, egrets, osprey.
Andy believes it will improve even more if he can get people back here reconnected to the waterway.
It's telling our story. It's bringing the kids out. And they've been told, don't go there. And so we're trying to start that so we can break that cycle with them. You're in the heart of Washington, D.C., dude. I mean, it's unbelievable.
In the district, Brendan Hazelton, WTOP News.